Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me on the Word Podcast. I hope that you're keeping in mind all that we've seen in the 19th Psalm. Okay, the 19th Psalm that said, the heavens declare the glory of the Lord, and the firmament speaks of his mighty handiworks, or the works of his hand. And then all that was said in relationship to the law of the Lord, the word of the Lord. What we see in that Psalm is what we've seen already in some of the Psalms. We're going to see even more in the Psalms as we go along, is that, that the Lord has spoken to us. He has spoken to man. He speaks to us in his creation. Remember what it said in the 19th Psalm? Without voice, without sound, they speak. Okay, and we see that in Romans 1 also. So in his creation, he speaks to us. We also see that he speaks to us in his word. Okay, the word that he has granted to man at whatever point of the history of mankind has been. Okay, quite often we say word, we automatically think of the Bible in the form that we have it right now, which is a relatively recent thing, 1,500 years, shall we say, of the, having the word of God the way that we have it like that. But the word and the way that he speaks, not only through creation, but through his spirit, through one another. So anyway, keep these things in the forefront of your mind. I pray that you will not be able to look out a window and not be impacted by what that 19th Psalm says, that you will not be able to sit at a child's softball or baseball game, or take time upon a lake or upon the links, whatever it may be, without being fully and totally and completely aware, amazed, dare I say astounded, by what you see and what you experience. Just the feel of a breeze upon your skin. I know I've shared this before, but it applies to this. I remember one of our grandsons just turned 13. And when he was about 2 years old, he snuck into bed one night with me, as was his habit, which was totally fine with me. And it was one of those spring evenings when we had the windows open, everything. And it's 2 o'clock in the morning. And he's laying there, and all of a sudden he goes, "Peepaw, what is that?" And I knew what he's talking about. It was a breeze blowing through the windows across the bed. I said, "That's called a breeze." And he goes, "I like it." Well, no joke. And then we laid there, and I explained to him the basics of the hydrological cycle, you know, because you know what? I know he doesn't understand it, but he's listening. He's listening. And the words will come back to him someday, no doubt. And so just be amazed, be astounded, be aware of what God has shown us, what he's created. And as we learn more and more, because we think we know a lot about it right now, we think that we as mankind know about all this stuff. We really don't. And as a matter of fact, what we think we know is inhibiting actually learning and exploring and knowing what it is that God is revealing. And don't forget, the Lord has given us creation to explore and to search these things out. So the 19th Psalm is just a great, great place. There's many, many, many places in Scripture we speak to these things, and we'll bring them out as we encounter them. So now we press on to the 20th Psalm. And this Psalm is a Psalm of David, as the title says, and it's for the choir director. Yep, for the choir director. And here's what the first verse says. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob set you securely on high. And so the first, I'm just sort of glancing here, the first four verses of this psalm have this type of phrase in it. May the Lord, and then may he. It's a declaration to say, may God do this, and may he answer in the day of trouble, okay? May the name of the God of Jacob set you on high, securely on high. And again, that whole thing with the name of God, all that that encompasses, all that it entails, all that it reveals about the Most High God, the name of God is literally fathomless. You can learn more about it, and search it out, and there's more to be searched. And because it's the way that the Lord has chosen to reveal himself. And so may the name, the power of the God of Jacob, set us securely on high. So what's David talking about? He's talking about the time of trouble. We've seen he has times of trouble. He has enemies, enemies from without, enemies from within, enemies from within, from his family, from his own people, enemies from without, from other nations. He has problems with such things. And he says, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. He's already testified in previous songs how God has done that exactly for him. Now he's writing this song that they would sing together in corporate worship, saying, God, do the same for us. You know, set us securely on high. Then verse 2, may he send you help from the sanctuary and support you from Zion. Well, so who is being spoken to here? Is it the congregation? Okay, probably. Is it just for David? I don't think so. He's writing, and I think he's communicating something to his people in the midst of this thing, okay? And so what's he saying? He's saying, may God send you help from the sanctuary. Well, is he talking about the sanctuary, like the temple? Well, no, not exactly, because it hadn't been built yet, the Solomon Temple. There was the tabernacle, okay, on Gibeon, I think is where it was, Mosaic Tabernacle. Then David had built a tabernacle, a house where he brought the Ark of the Covenant into the presence of his tent. And this word right here is a little different. It's the word Kadesh, and it means holiness, separateness, sacredness, set-apartness. May he send you help from the sanctuary. I think the idea being from his very holy presence and support you from Zion. And Zion is another name for Jerusalem, especially in the prophetic books. But Zion actually means parched place. You wouldn't think that, would you? You'd think it'd mean something nearly the opposite of that. It could mean, and some people believe that it means like a fortress from the stronghold and that kind of thing. It could be. Okay. These words, you always run into multiple definitions, right? Multiple meanings, usually interpreted based upon context, right? The bottom line is this. May he send you help. May he support. May he send help from his very presence. May he send support from Zion. Then verse 3, may he remember all your meal offerings and find your burnt offerings acceptable. Then he says, Selah. Remember that Selah is a point where he's saying, hey, think about this. Reflect upon this. Pause for a moment. It may mean a take a ride on an instrument, a little musical interlude. Okay, but the idea means to reflect upon this. And what's he reflecting upon? He's saying, hey, remember. May God remember your meal offerings. May he find your burnt offerings. And the word's actually fat, but it means acceptable. Then the last verse for the day, verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all of your counsel or all of your purpose. God will grant us our heart's desire when our heart's desire is in alignment with God. There's many verses that show us this and give us insight into this, you know, that you can pray, and when you pray, God will answer and give you what you pray for. Well, yeah, if you're praying within his heart, if you're praying within his mind, if you have the mind of the Lord. And remember what Scripture says, you ask, and you do not receive because you ask with selfish motivations. Oh, yeah. So may he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill your counsel, fulfill your purpose, and may our purpose and may our heart desire be in alignment with that of the Most High God. Is that not great? Well, my time's up. We'll press on with this psalm next episode. I'll see y'all then.